It's time for the Outdoor Show with Craig Compo on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by the Compo Family, helping Alaskans having fun in the outdoors since the 1940s. And now your host, Craig Compo.
This Mr. Freet?
Yep.
Mr. Freet, my name is Roy Mercer. I'm a treasurer for the Dudes and Dolls Square Dancer Club out here in Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh.
And we had some problems with y'all's shoes, and I was hoping you'd take care of it for me. Hello?
Hello, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. What was the problem?
Well, we bought four pairs of the same shoes, matching shoes out here. We got a square dance club, and we was dancing in the regional finals over here. And we got in there, and apparently there's something wrong with them because they rub blisters on all them woman's feet. And they couldn't dance, huh?
What shoes were they?
They had some kind of white shoes. I don't know what kind it was. They was y'all's. Looked like calfskin, maybe.
Okay. Well, are you able to bring those shoes in and have me take a look at them and see?
Well, I'd have to round them all up. Of course, it hobbled them up pretty bad. They got blisters on all of them, and we couldn't even dance in the finals. So we lost.
I'm sorry about that.
Well, I missed getting to keep that traveling trophy. We'd won it the last 2 years in a row. And we was hoping to get that. And then, of course, the finals is in Branson, Missouri, $500 cash prize for that.
Mm-hmm.
But we lost that. But we was out about $320 worth of shoes here.
Yeah, if it's a possibility to get those all together and bring them in, I'll see what I can do for you.
Well, it's going to cost you, well, either replace them shoes and you can do that. We'd trade you out on that. But I was hoping you might just go ahead and give them the $500 cash. Because what y'all shoes done was cost us winning.
Well, I couldn't do that. I can work with the shoes. I can, definitely stand behind the shoes and that.
I don't think it's going to be what's going to make them happy. Because, like I said, the shoes is just a part of it. It's the winning the trophy and going to the national finals. We do an up-tempo turkey in the straw routine that set them off pretty good here this last couple of years. And once that, we thought we had a good chance to win it. And one of them apparently is still suffering a little numbness in her wee-wee-wee all the way home toe. There, the little toe on the right foot.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know where she might have to go to the doctor on that, so we may have some doctor bills on top of this.
Well, I'll need to see the shoes first and foremost.
Right, I can do that. That ain't no problem, but about the $500 in cash.
That would be something that, I cannot authorize right now.
Well, can you authorize an ass whooping? Because that's what's getting ready to happen. It ain't going to be funny. We got a bunch of tore-up square dancers over here that should have won in the regionals and should have gone to the finals and ain't going to do it because of your shoes.
Well, I what I can do is stand behind the shoes that we sold you.
I want the money too.
Okay, I'll have to chat with some folks about that and see what we can do. But that is typically not a policy that we obviously we don't have this problem normally. So I would have to check into it.
Is it a policy to get your ass whooped?
No.
Well, how big a boy are you? It ain't funny.
Well, I'm not used to being threatened, sir.
Well, by God, you ain't got four women with blisters on their feet after you either.
That's true.
I've had to deal with them. They just tore it up about it all week long. Want to know if I'd do something about it, and by God, I'm getting ready to.
Well, again, I don't appreciate being threatened.
You going to be there all day?
Yes, I will.
Yeah?
And if you'd like to come down and chat civilly, I'd be happy to deal with you. But if you're going to threaten me, I'll just have you escorted out of the store.
Well, I tell you, I may get down there and whoop your ass, and then you can go home and whoop your roommate Phil's ass for sicking me on you.
You guys are bastards. You're such bastards. I hate y'all.
Tim, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer here in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Oh, I hate you guys. I had to be professional. I'm just trying to go through this. You guys Dodger bastards.
Oh, you did great, Tim.
You know, that's our little teen square dance group, the Little Bastards. That's from all the unmarried square dancers.
Oh, man. So you got to understand, these people were a shoe-in to win this contest.
Oh, I hate you guys.
So you got your roommate Phil to thank for this.
Oh, he's a bastard, too.
A hell of a guy, isn't he?
What I'm trying to figure is that now Tim and Phil, y'all are roommates.
Yeah.
Now, Tim, you're in women's shoes.
Don't draw no conclusions here, all right?
I'm just wondering what Phil's in, an evening gown?
Well, we got the nice fishnets going, you know.
All right, little R.D. Mercer to start off your Saturday midday on the Outdoor Show. This is Craig Campo on the Outdoor Show, just having a little fun here on a Saturday, getting into the season. You know what I don't miss? Although I do and I don't, the outdoor shows. We did them for so many years, and move in, move out, and staffing was not fun. It just got old after a while, but I loved seeing all the people, a lot of my customers there. We had new and exciting and innovative products. I do kind of miss that a little bit, but I don't miss all the prep work and getting all the everything moved in, moved out, and it's just a lot of hours. And I don't miss that. I enjoy going as a spectator now. I'm going to be going as spectators to these shows, but probably buy some stuff, but I'm not going to have to hump stuff in and out of there and be looking for employees, and oh boy, they're sick today because we're moving stuff into the show anyway. that's nice. I'll leave that to the folks that bought us. They can take care of that stuff anyway. Welcome to the show. It's Saturday. It's October. It's going into winter time. There's a couple of months of the year that I've always maintained there's not a whole lot to do, and that's kind of May and October. Just because you're in between seasons, not enough snow typically to go riding. I did have a real neat story. One time I was at the shop, and I think it was the end of September. It was either the first week of October or the last week of September, and I was just closing up the shop. It was a Saturday, 4 o'clock, and some guy drives up right as I'm locking the gate, and he's got the sad look in his eyes, like, "You're not closing." So I opened it. I said, "What do you need something?" He goes, "I just need some spark plugs for my snow machine." I go, "There's no snow." I said, "You need them now. I'll sell you a set of plugs. Come on in." So we come in, and I looked on his, he got these plugs. I said, "We're just getting ready for the season next month or whatever." He goes, No, we're going riding. We're going riding." And Summit Lake got pounded with snow up high. And I go, "Yeah, but you can't get to it. I mean, you're going to beat the sled up." He goes, "No." He goes, "Here's what we do every year," he said. "What we do is we take..." He's got a side-by-side, a Can-Am side-by-side. He's got two snow machines, two Summits, on a trailer behind it. They take two different rigs, and they haul the stuff down, these two guys. And then what they do is they head up, to Isabel Camp. They've got the snow machines on the trailer, and they head up, and they go up as high. They're on tracks, and they go up as high as they can go. They get up until they get into snow, and they're going up the hoodoos and stuff, and they're getting up there. And once they can't go any farther, they've got a couple of feet of powder, and they unload the snow machines. And from there, they go up, and they said it's just, he was saying, it's neck-deep sugar. There's nobody up there, and it's, you got it all to yourself. And I thought, that is really pretty cool, That's kind of cool. That is cheating the season, You're using a side-by-side on tracks with a snow machine trailer, and then you can't go any further, and you unload, and you keep going. That, to me, is a diehard Alaskan right there. I love that. We do those kind of extreme things in our jet boats and so forth and over the years. And I just like that kind of extreme. In the year 2000, one of the most fun trips ever, and I've got a bunch of footage of it. We were up the Good Pasture on the 9th of May. We went up for 3 days, but it's, I think, the 6th to the 9th of May. And, it was a hot melt. A really hot melt. So the river had been frozen, especially way up there. You could go up the Tanana, go up the Good Pasture until you get up about the North Fork, about 40 or 50 miles up. Then there's ice starts, the ice is starting to show up, and you got channels of water, and there's ice. And it's so hot, though. It was like a really hot day. The heat is lifting the water fast. And so it would get up to a point, a bunch of our shop crew, Rodney Vesper and some other friends, employees of mine, would go up as far as we could go, and then would have to stop and wait for the ice to break loose so we could keep going. So you would sit there, be having a beer or a sandwich or something, and then all of a sudden you'd hear this crack, and here comes all the ice down, and then it'd make a path of water, and you'd go flying up the water, and we're sliding over ice lenses, and it was just amazing. It was a crazy trip. Just surreal, really, because you are basically fighting Mother Nature. You're trying to go. It's like a salmon spawning. You're going upstream as everything's coming down at you, and you've got to pull over. You got to slide over. There was one spot we came down when we were coming down river. The ice had jammed, and we were up there overnight, and so the whole river is jammed for hundreds and hundreds of probably 150 yards of ice locked up there, and we couldn't get down. So my idea was, let's back up the river and get a head start and run as fast as we can. I had sprained my ankle. We're wrestling on the beach there, and I'd sprained my ankle. So I'm in a boat driving the boat. We had two different boats. But I hit it about 35, 40 miles an hour. I hit the ice, and we slid about half of that distance. We slid probably 70 yards and then came to a stop. And then we all got out of the boat on the ice, and we just pushed the boat until we got to the edge of it where the river came back out. We dropped it in, and we have footage of all this. It's not high quality footage. We're just using camcorders at the time, but it's pretty interesting. It's really pretty, pretty interesting stuff. So, those kind of trips where it's just extreme nature, it's just fun stuff. I see some people doing stuff now that I just think is, it's just dangerous. I mean, although I would have been doing it at that age, I'm sure these triple backflips on snow machines and free climb and ice lens, ice waterfalls and just high risk stuff. We didn't do that kind of stuff, but we had a lot of fun. And of course, we're testing the boats and seeing what they'll do. And I've got a video. It's an old video. It's got probably 15 different trips, and it's called Hulls. Hulls. Hull's gone wild. Anyway, it's pretty interesting. We had a lot of fun with that. Just a lot of good trips over the years. And we've got I think it's compos.net now, not compos.com, but I got to check and see. But I had all our old videos, everything put on the website. I'll report next week on that. I'll try and check it out. I can't remember, but we took all our old footage, our commercials, just a lot of neat stuff. I didn't want to just get rid of it. And of course, when we sold the business, the compos.com went away. But I think we do have compos.net, and it's an archive of all of our cool stuff over the years. A lot of historic stuff, a lot of videos from the 50s, like in Healy Lake, videos of my grandpa and my dad over in, on the Husky snow machines, the old Husky, the ones that look like a tractor with a tow and a ironing board on skis. Back from the early 60s, that was over. I think that film was shot over by where Fish and Game is now, Creamers Field area. Just a lot of neat old footage. And then all those boat videos we made in the 80s and 90s, classic stuff. All our best commercials, the ones with Urban and Cliffy Everett. If you want to watch them, I think it's compos.net, compeaus.net. But I haven't even looked at it for a while, so I've got to figure that out. I'm a little busy doing other stuff. Anyway, that's kind of where things are going. We're just kind of reliving the all the fun we had during the 80 years we were in business. A lot of neat history there and so forth. In the back half of the hour, I'm going to try and replay it's about a 10-minute segment of a documentary show that just I found intriguing. People have asked me to replay it, and it talks about amazing new medical procedure that they're testing out that basically can do wonders for things like Alzheimer's and part of it that I'm really interested in is a drug addiction a lot of the problems we have in the world now are because of people that are just addicted to drugs, and there's this new technology that to me is fascinating, and I want to share it with you, and I'll let you know after the break about that, and then we will go from there. This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Stick around.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race, and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is, yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.